We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by M-Prize Bank, your partner in possible. Coming up, the latest on the Kansas Jayhawks from KCSN, which features three shows each week in Border War, hosted by former Jayhawks guard Jeff Hawkins and Mizzou forward Jarrett Sutton. Ain't No Seats with Ryan Reinhardt, Anthony Bax, and Braden Turner. And Booth Review, covering Jayhawks football with Kent Swanson and weekly special guests. Make sure to hit that follow button so you don't miss anything. Stay up to date on all things KU with KCSN. And now, the latest on the Kansas Jayhawks.
Welcome, everybody, to the Border War podcast on the Kansas City Sports Network. We are presented, as always, by 360 Vodka. I'm Jarrett Sutton. I'm joined, as always, by Jeff Hawkins. And Jeff, it's tournament time, man. It's always a fun time of year. Everybody's, you know, diving into their brackets. Who got hit on seeding? And, you know, where's everybody going in this tournament? It's a fun time of the year. And, man, nothing like postseason in the
Hey, you're right, man. It's a great time in March. You know, I've gotten a whole bunch of texts, you know, with fill out my bracket, yep. join my bracket. And some of it's from people I know, and some is from it's from people I don't even know. So it is that time of the year. It's basketball everywhere. You know, I think one of the cool things is the conference tournaments, you know, that craziness leading up into the March Madness and the NCAA tournament. So it's a time that everybody loves. They love filling out those brackets. They love seeing if they can get a perfect bracket. I've never even gotten close to that, but it's a great time of the year. The fans are very involved, and obviously the coaches and the players are locked in because they want to bring home that national championship. So it's a good time, great time to be a basketball fan.
Yep, it's my fiance who is not a big sports fan. She gets a bracket out last night, and she's asking me about mascots, and we're doing this comparison about the brackets, but it's just hilarious.
I love it.
I know there'll be a lot of brackets around the offices around KC with all three local schools.
Yeah,
in the tournament, and Creighton on top of it, and Iowa and Iowa State. So. It's a great time for basketball here in Kansas City as well. We got to talk about it. I know you've probably been asked about it a lot. I know I have a lot as well. Is, you know, Kansas is a one seed. It's a great thing. They unfortunately they don't get the Midwest and
yeah.
Houston, number one seed. I was watching the selection show, as everybody was, when the selection committee chair gave his comments around why Houston got the edge over Kansas. I don't know if it was the best response, but you know, Kansas still won, and you know their side of the bracket a little bit tougher than I would say that they would want. But they're in Des Moines, and as Norm Roberts said, which I thought was a great answer that Coach Roberts gave, and I think it speaks to how, you know, Kansas, the coaching staff, and the players operate. I'm even worried about Kansas City or where they're going after this first weekend. They're focused on Howard, most importantly. One game at a time. This is the NCAA tournament. They're blocking out all that noise. What was kind of your overall takeaways of the draw the Jayhawks got? Still a one seed, not the Midwest, and where their tournament kind of seeding line and where their side of the bracket lies for them.
Yeah, I was just a little confused with it.
Yep.
Just the fact that, you know, just their strength of schedule and just some things they've done this whole season. I just couldn't quite understand. You talked about the explanation as well too. I was a little confused on that as well too. But at the end of the day, you know, I've been on some teams where, you know, we were like, man, we hope we're going to get a 2 seed or a 3 seed, or we should be deserving of this, and we didn't get it. And, you know, you can go down the list of a lot of teams that probably didn't get the seeding that they were hoping that they would get. And you said it best, Norm, you know, said it best. They're not worried about that. Even messed my head up because I'm over here thinking about it. But again, I'm not directly on the inside of that program. And for those guys, I know it doesn't matter what seed they get, what region they're in. It's who are we playing next and what do we got to do to make sure that we're ready for this game. So it's just kind of luck of the straw. You know, sometimes you get what you want as a 1 seed, sometimes you don't. But again, you are a 1 seed. And at the end of the day, if you want to win, you got to be prepared to beat whoever stands in front of you. And no matter who's playing this tournament, you got to win 6 games. So you just got to look at it 1 game at a time, but knowing that there's 6 games you got to win, and doesn't matter who's stacked up in front of you, you just got to stay lasered in and focused. So I think they'll be fine with the bracket. The region doesn't matter. I know we talked about the region and kind of where they were at. It might even be a blessing that they're not in the Midwest, so they won't have as many distractions close by some of the players' coaches as well. So I think being in the West makes guys want to commit. I know I'd be around the atmosphere if it was in the Midwest. Now it's in the West, I'm like, oh, I catch it from TV. So that's gonna at least bring down some distractions from the players, coaches, and just everybody on the inside of that program.
One thing I was confused with is Marcus Sasser's injury. The committee put such a weight into Marcus Sasser's
emphasis on that.
Yeah, they sure did. And look, I not to take anything away from the season Houston's had. They had a great year, and not taking anything away from, you know, the American in that league. But, you know, I just think with Kansas winning the Big 12 outright, you know, not a share outright, and that didn't carry as much weight as I thought it would. And I think too much was made. And I know I have a problem with the net in general, in terms of the net rating and like margin of victory and marks of beat. I think it's way too much. I think the committee looked at the 2 Texas losses, not just the Big 12 championship game, but just Kansas losing, you know, by double digits against Texas twice. I felt like that carried a lot of weight, and I don't know if that necessarily was warranted. I mean, yes, that they're in the Big 12 championship game, and they won the Big 12 outright, and they still gave Kansas a 1. But the fact that Houston jumped them, I don't know. I thought that was a little bit interesting, and just not waiting the conferences either. And like you said, strength of schedule. And my whole point would be, why are we having quad 1, quad 2, quad 3?
Yeah, come on, yeah.
Kansas wins games, and then we talk about quad 2. There was a lot of confusion there for me. I didn't really get that. But
it's like they already had a decision made before the tournament.
Exactly.
Already done.
And if you're going to have just certain talking points, those talking points, you know, better hit on a little bit more than, well, Marcus Sasser was hurt.
Yeah.
Kevin McCullough was hurt too, and Bill Self wasn't coaching in the
big game. Yeah.
It just, things don't make sense to me.
Now that they want to factor stuff in, factor everything in then. Like,
exactly.
Don't leave out key ingredients. Man.
A little recency bias, a little bit of like, aren't we supposed to look at the whole body of work?
Yeah.
Like, just conference servant. Anyway, but you know, look, Kansas is the chance. They won it last year. They're looking to repeat. Jalen Wilson has been great all year. He continues to be great. He plays a Big 12 player of the year and critical to the tournament run for Kansas, as is DeJuan, who's a national champion. These guys are battle tested. What kind of do you draw off of? And we talked about this in our previous pod of, like you said, I don't really get into the seeding. I don't really get into like where you're playing either. It all comes down to game plan, locking in, being focused, not playing flat, bringing an energy right out of the gate, you know, taking care of teams, like putting your foot on the gas and really playing your brand of basketball. And defense travels, and Kansas is so good defensively. It's a big part of why they were where they were last year, winning games when they didn't shoot it all that well or didn't score it all that well. Bill Self's going to have his team ready to play, and Bill Self is always great in game with adjustments, making changes. And I think the experience of this team really matters, that they've been here and they already won it. So they know what they want to get back to, and that's the Final Four in Houston. Where do you see this team right now, Jeff, going into this tournament, the experience they have, the year they had, and just where you see them on their side of the bracket too, of where their run could be and how, you know, prepared they are?
Yeah. When I think about this year's Jayhawk team, it kind of still makes me think about this team as I did throughout the season. I think this is a very dangerous team that when they get clicking, when they got guys going, you know, Jalen Wilson, player of the year, DeJuan, defense player of the year. So you got the player of the year and the defensive player of the year, and they both are coming back off of a championship season last year. So you mentioned it, to be able to have that experience. I just think when you have that experience, and it's not so much experience from like, man, we got all these seniors, but it's experience from we got guys that are back from our championship run, and not just guys that, you know, didn't have a role. We have guys back that had a role. So when you factor in that experience with, you know, the coaching, the player lock in, I like that. I like the odds of the Jayhawks making a deep run. And, you know, when it comes to their side of the bracket, and I really don't think, you know, obviously every team, you know, you're going to look at your path. You're going to see, all right, if we go here, they are here, we might go here. I mean, you're going to look at that path. But I think still at the end of the day, it's the little things. It's paying attention to, I think one of the things that's going to really help them out is really paying attention to detail. Because I think Coach Self, you know, you talk about his ATOs, out of timeouts, making in-game adjustments. When you have to make in-game adjustments and come out of a timeout with some type of a play that you want executed, guys have to be locked in. They have to be very detail-oriented. So I think this Jayhawk team has been locked in throughout the season. They're going to be happy to get Coach Self back. McCullough, they're going to be happy to get him back. They're going to have a lot of practices that they're going to be able to have before they play this first game. So they kind of went on a little roller coaster ride, obviously, with Coach Self's health. And, you know, Norm did a great job of, you know, keeping a Band-Aid over and stopping the bleeding, so, you know, they didn't have a chance of bleeding out. So I really expect this team to really kind of surround and kind of fight behind Coach Self, kind of like they did last year, especially with his health and, you know, really getting him back into the swing of things and them just getting used to him being back. But I really think this is a team that can really do some damage, and it goes from – and it kind of streams from their experience from DeJuan and Jalen. I think those two guys really have to step up and be big-time leaders. You know, you have some younger guys, you know, Grady Dick. And I say younger guys, Kevin McCullough, I kind of call him a younger guy. But, again, when you talk about – on this team, he's more of a younger guy, but he has experience like a senior just mentally. So I think these guys are going to be locked in. KJ Adams, a lot of these guys are going to have good opportunities to really show what they can do and see what Coach Self gets them ready. It's always fun to see what he does to get these guys ready and what adjustments he'll be making throughout the game.
No question. We'll take a break. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to the fastest-growing sports media network in Kansas City, KC Sports Network. We'll be back right after this.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Entertain, educate, inform. KC Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Border War Podcast on the Kansas City Sports Network. We are presented by 360 Vodka. And Jeff, you touched on a big piece of what I wanted to break down, and that is, you know, we talked about this on previous pods. Kevin McCullough was playing really good ball.
Yeah.
At the end of the year, and I know he got banged up, and yeah, I think it's important to be full strength and at full health. And we've seen this in the past too with Kansas teams. I think Coach Self is comfortable sitting guys out of the conference.
Yeah.
And I think it's right. I think it's the right decision and get guys healthy and ready for the big run. And that's the big goal. And that is competing for a national championship. And Kansas won 12 outright. So I think it was the right decision. And obviously, you know, I can't say enough about, you know, Coach Self. And, you know, that was a big scare for everybody. And
yeah,
speaking to him and praying for him. And it sounds like, you know, he's in good spirits and kind of turned the corner and was on top of what took place. And
yeah,
that's the most important thing. I love watching Coach Self coach. Obviously, as you know, he gets into every possession he's coaching and totally engaged, and he can get beat red, and you know, his emotions.
Yeah.
You know, you just want him to take care of himself. I thought it was very interesting. Bob Huggins post game press conference, he got very serious. You know, knowing Coach Huggins and Coach Self are very close, and said, you know, he needs to take care of himself. I thought that was pretty genuine. So that's most important is Coach Self being, you know, completely healthy and ready to go for the tournament, which I think he will be. You know, he'll be smart. But let's break into the matchup, Jeff, and we'll start with Howard, and then I do want to get into what could be there that second round game. Elijah Hawkins is the best player for Howard. You know, I think in
terms no relation. I don't think.
No. We'll dive into Howard in here. See if there's any background there. But yeah, he's a smaller guard, 5'11", but can really score it.
Well, same size. I'm just playing.
Like point guard. Yeah. You really shoot it. I mean, you want to get
player.
You see the scouting report. Just look back on Jeff's old tape.
Bring that hood. Oh my gosh!
You know, Howard's got three guys that can score it pretty well, but I think Elijah Hawkins is kind of the guy you circled. Dockery is a really good shooter. I always look at these 116 matchups as the 16 seed. They probably got to, you know, shoot the lights out. That's kind of how to have any chance. But yeah, I like Kansas, and just, you know, that they've been in these games before. They're not going to overlook Howard at all. They'll be focused and look, if Kansas does what they're supposed to do, that's Jalen, that's Grady, that's DeJuan, that's Kevin, that's KJ, that's the bench. You know, that they're going to be fine in this game. Anything you draw from Howard in this opening round matchup?
Yeah, and I mean, you mentioned the best. You know, I think a lot of their offense runs through Elijah. He's their guy. But I think, you know, when I see this team, this is a team that, obviously, we don't want to look at that 116 matchup. Every 16 seed is, you know, trying to, you know, give that team to knock off that one. But I think this is a team that, you know, KU, they're going to have, when it comes to their length and athleticism and their ability to pressure. And again, you have Coach Self, ATLs. I just think, I mean, just Coach Self's mind, not ATLs, just his mind, his general, his mind. To me, I think this is going to be a game, again, that they will take seriously. And no, if this team gets hot, you give up any open looks, you take these guys for granted, you give them any bit of confidence. I mean, that's what happens in the NCAA tournament. You know, you give up a couple possessions, and now this team has confidence for the whole game. So this is a team that you definitely want to, you know, you want to, like you talked about, like you've mentioned, you don't want to come out and start out flat, especially being the first round. You definitely want to come out and have that mojo working, that energy thriving. And I think this is a team that the Jayhawks can really pressure in the turnovers. Elijah has done really great, but he's still new. He's just a sophomore. So I think they can really take advantage of, you know, his experience as far as in getting into the tournament. So I think those are some things that they can definitely do on the defensive end. But I think it's going to be a defensive game to where they're going to have to pressure the ball to where they're going to be allowed to get out and get into their transition game. And when KU can get in their transition game, things just flow a lot better and the energy thrives.
Attack mode, right? Don't play passive, be aggressive, build a lead and keep the foot on the gas, you know, put out some way. That's kind of the name of the game. Obviously I'm a guy that doesn't want to look ahead, but we expect Kansas to get by Howard. I think the Arkansas-Illinois game is really fascinating. From my perspective, this game I'm going to be watching, and there's a lot of talent in this game. Nick Smith is back for Arkansas. It's helped them a lot. They are still very young, but they got NBA talent on that floor. There's, you know, Trevon Brazil has been out all year.
Yeah.
Jordan Walsh is another name to keep in mind, but I wouldn't overlook Illinois either. They're very, very up and down and inconsistent. Terrence Shannon, you know, that name will remind Kansas fans of, you know, his Texas Tech days, and that would be a fun Kevin Palmer versus Terrence Shannon match. Yeah. To be honest, I would like that, but Coleman Hawkins is another 6'10" size, IQ passing, and then Matthew Meyer, another transfer, Baylor. Kansas will know him real well. So I think that this is the 8-9 game. I would say those two teams are pretty dangerous. If it's Kansas, Illinois, I love the Bill Self storyline there. You know, I think Arkansas and Kansas would be the matchup that I think that's a tough one because, man, I mean, when they're right and Nick Smith is playing well and Anthony Black, who is a really dynamic point guard, but, you know, Arkansas has really struggled at times to shoot it. And that to me bodes well for Kansas. And I still lean on the experience factor, older players, Kansas defense. Kansas should be able to get out of the first weekend, but do you know any team you want to see out of those two? Is it Arkansas? Is it Illinois? I've seen a lot of Kansas fans say they'd rather see Illinois than Arkansas, knowing Nick Smith's back. I think it's either one would be Illinois is physically tough.
Yeah,
and obviously Coach Underwood knows Kansas really well as well, and is a very good coach in his own right. I think either of these teams, it's an interesting second round matchup for Kansas.
Yeah, and you know those. We talked about it, and this is something that was when we talked about Missouri was trying to avoid that 8-9 matchup. I mean, that being that 8-9 seed, you know, it's like, to me, I think it's, you know, they're almost fairly the same when you talk about who do you want to play? I mean, you can start thinking about the Illinois matchup with Kansas. Mentally, does that, you know, make coaches want to, you know, coach want to coach a little bit harder? Oh, I got to get this win. This is the school I was at. Does Illinois make a big scene out of it? I mean, there's so much stuff that can happen from a mental standpoint. I like the Arkansas game just because it just, like, when we talk about blocking out those distractions, this is an added way to block out those distractions. But again, I'm going to tell you, this is me talking from a fan standpoint now. As a player, it don't matter. I mean, I know that coaching staff, you know, they're scouting both teams. They're ready for both teams, whoever wins. Obviously, you know, they're making sure they're scouting the most important team right now, which is Howard. But again, coaches do make sure that, you know, they want to make sure that they're ready just in case, you know, they do advance. So I think when it comes to Arkansas, Illinois, you can kind of flip a coin. Again, I think either one of those teams is going to be a good matchup for KU as far as them being able to pressure, them being able to get out in transition. And just some of the things that Coach Self does, again, I always talk about his mind, just all of his counters. I mean, I think either one of those teams Coach Self's gonna, you know, have fun with, you know, coaching and preparing with, and you know, he's gonna have his guys ready.
Yeah, I look at too that Arkansas, but to your point, it's well said. Like, it doesn't matter who Kansas is playing, yeah, or what matchup could be there down the road. They're gonna focus on themselves, getting themselves right, and executing both ends of the floor. So, you know, really, it's more for the fans to kind of get into the matchup.
Yeah,
I will say, you know, Arkansas, Illinois, they do have big. They do have big play. They have forwards.
Yeah,
that play. You know, the Mitchell factor with Arkansas. He's a big. But I actually think Illinois and Dane Danja, he's the more skilled big. So that's why I think Arkansas is the better matchup for Kansas at Illinois, just because of the big. And Coleman Hawkins is more of a stretch big that is a really good passer. And I think pick and roll would, you know, that to me. And Texas kind of exploited that a little bit. You look down the road too, UConn in this bracket, Gonzaga in this bracket. Yeah. UCLA in this bracket. So it's a tough field for Kansas. They're still the number one seed in this region for a reason. So it's like, I love when every team looks at, well, I'm afraid of this team and that team. And it's like, but that doesn't matter. It's where your team's at right now. And, you know, knowing every other team's looking at Kansas is, how do we not play Kansas?
Yeah.
That's how it always goes. It's always a good way to look at it. That I think sometimes can get lost in this. And oh, by the way, coaching matters in this tournament.
Yes, it does.
You know, it's the biggest thing that never gets talked about. I do think Eric Musselman's had a lot of success in this tournament too. He's done a pretty good job in this tournament. So I always look at the coaching dynamics too in every match that I think is always a fascinating storyline. Underwood and Self would be a good one.
Yeah, it would. That would be a good one.
Would be a good one as well. So we'll hopefully be talking about two wins for Kansas and
appearance
next week. Jeff, good luck to you as well as you're making a state run here with the Raiders at Pembroke. It's going to be a lot of
fun. Yeah, it will.
So appreciate your time as always, man. We'll chat next week.
You bet, man. See you guys.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard and think others would as well. You can find all six of our channels at KCSN. Covering the Chiefs, the Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou, by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain, educate, inform. KC Sports Network.